Monorchid is an idea, the passionate idea of a Valley native and photographer, Wayne Rainey. Monorchid is a space to be filled with ideas. Ideas and art. 14,000 square feet of exhibition space and offices. Last November, Justin Germain joined Monorchid Gallery as the new art program director. An Arizona native, Justin strives to bring a new level of awareness and interest to the downtown arts community. His latest effort opens this Friday, June 7th. The exhibition is called Thermal Phoenix, a poetic allusion to our warm air, but not the first name Justin Germain came up with.
I at first was going to call it Heat, just because it's a summer show in Phoenix. But then I found out another gallery had already been using that one. So I thought back to, you know, things in my life, and I was really thinking about the whole idea of the show as being using this time during the summer when, honestly, a lot of galleries close their doors. Using that time to do something with a lot of the artists that might not get as much exposure as they deserve, and giving them a platform. And that made me think back to my childhood when my parents were both hang glider pilots, and they taught me about how they would, you know, jump off the mountains there in Sierra Vista, and during the summer was the best time because the thermal pockets would rise from the desert floor, and that's how they were able to climb so high up in the sky. And I thought, what a great name for a show, a time, you know, this show can be a thermal pocket for some of these artists and give them a time to really rise and elevate the exposure that they're able to get.
When you put together this show, how did you arrive at some of these folks?
It's all by artists that haven't had a lot of exposure in the Arizona art world. I mean, some of them have, and they've maybe dropped off a little bit and haven't been as active as they were before. But a lot of them are very, very new, especially to the Phoenix area, because there's a few from Flagstaff. There's some from Tucson. Really expanded that reach.
The greater state.
Yes, definitely. And, I mean, we've got some artists that I've shown before, like Daniel Funkhauser, who's a great up-and-coming photographer. There's a few that haven't shown much at all. Rose Clements is a graduate of NAU, and she's really trying to get out there and show some more of her photography and different things that she's experimenting with. So we like that idea of taking something that is fresh and hasn't been seen and giving it some time.
So June 7th, doors open on the exhibition, and it continues through the end of August.
Through the end of August.
Imagine that in Phoenix. We're throwing the doors open, and the hot time of the year, come on down, the AC's on,
yes.
And it's a great space.
And one thing that people don't realize, too, is a lot of the galleries are open first Fridays. Now most of our, or actually I think all of them are really jumping on with the third Fridays as well, and that's a little bit calmer night, too. It's not like the wild Friday nights when there's the food trucks and everything out there, so it's a really great night to get out and actually engage for people, especially for people that are really serious about the art.